In Chile, two historic cases before the country's Supreme Court are giving new hope to the families of those who were killed and tortured during the Pinochet dictatorship. An estimated 3,200 Chileans disappeared or were murdered following the military coup of 1973, and another 100,000 were tortured while being held in detention. But not one perpetrator has ever gone to jail for the killings or torture because of a general amnesty. That amnesty is now being challenged. Hearings are expected to begin this week. For the families who have been waiting 30 years for justice, old feelings are flooding back. Jen Ross brings us the story from Santiago.
Oh, there he is, my little brother, Eduardo Campos. Ximena Campos Larra holds two faded black and white photographs, both of her brother, smiling and playing the guitar.
Here he's smiling. He's just like I remember him. He was very good at cracking jokes. He was tender with children. He was a musician. He used to work with his hands because he was a mechanical. He was studying mechanical engineering in Santa Maria, Valparaíso, when the coup came.
The first photo of Eduardo is framed. The second 4x6 print is covered by a plastic sandwich bag and is pinned to Ximena's sweater.
This is the one I always wear whenever I go in any of the actions.
Since her brother was detained by the military in 1973, Ximena has brought this photo to many actions. The vigils and protests held by the families of the missing here in Chile and in Canada, her second home. Ximena lives in Montreal, but travels to Chile each year. She sought exile in Canada with her family in 1975, after the military coup.
My husband, who went to the morgue, when he went to work, he saw the bodies in these canals, Juan de la Guada. He went to work in Antumapu.
On the way to work?
Yeah, he would see bodies on the street and floating in the water and came back sick, you know, sick to his stomach.
But the one body they never found was that of her brother.
We went to the morgue, the medical legal institute, the cemeteries, the clinics, the hospitals. When we came to know some details in 1998 and 2001, is that my brother was there in the morgue, actually. And I must tell you that up to today, the family is suffering because we don't know. We don't have 100% certainty that the body will recognize is his body, because there was no DNA test at the moment.
Not knowing the fate of her brother has haunted Ximena for much of her life.
I had dreams for many years with him, but I would see him coming back in my dreams and telling me, don't worry, I came back, you see? And I would be saying, I can't believe it that you came back, you know? I was terrible always. Sorry. And at the end, you have to become stronger. You have to build the strength that you need to keep on to help your old folks, especially my mother and my father, that passed away even without knowing what had happened to him. So I find these like the most perverse torture that you can inflict in a family. And it is so shocking to see that these people that planned these and that executed it, the perpetrators and the intellectual authors of these crimes, are still there.
Ximena Campos is among the tens of thousands of family members in Chile who've been waiting 30 years for justice.
The ones that cover these crimes also are civilians that are in the government, are in the political class, and they counted on the time passing by. And because the families, the mothers would die, the fathers, the sisters would get tired. But I think they were wrong, because even when I know that we are tired, and I know that a lot of families have abandoned the hope. There are many others that are never abandoning hope.
and recent developments in the Chilean courts are giving them renewed hope that justice may yet be within reach. On May 28th, the Santiago Court of Appeals stripped Pinochet of his legal immunity from prosecution. Since Pinochet's house arrest in London in 1998 and his release for ill health, the families of those who were executed or disappeared under his rule had pretty much lost hope he'd ever be tried. They were overwhelmed inside the courthouse upon hearing the ruling. Solange Escobar was there. Her father and two uncles were executed in 1973. Just after Pinochet took power. Today, we see a new light of hope, says Escobar, now that the assassin Pinochet has lost his immunity. Pinochet's lawyers are nevertheless appealing the ruling, and it's unclear whether he'll ever go to trial. But on the same day as the Court of Appeals ruling, Chile's Supreme Court began considering another high-profile case that could yield real results. It involved an appeal of a general amnesty law decreed by Pinochet in 1978.
Some military officers have since been convicted of crimes during his dictatorship.
A handful are in jail for what are called permanent kidnappings. But no one has ever served time for murders or torture because of Pinochet's amnesty. Pinochet's decree still protects military and police officers who were involved in the brutal repression from 1973 to 1978. But an estimated 500 abusers could face the courts if the appeal is successful. Because of international pressure, lawyers know they have a chance at getting the amnesty overturned, and that's offering real hope to the thousands of family members who've been living with their pain and the dismay of continual legal losses for the past 30 years. Michelle Bruyi deals with her emotions by going to Via Grimaldi, the detention center where her sister disappeared. Today, this place has been taken over by the families of the disappeared and turned into a beautiful park, a sort of cemetery for those whose bodies have never been found. Michelle says she comes to escape the stress the hearings are causing her. This could be a precedent if the Supreme Court repeals the amnesty, says Michelle. So this makes me very scared. I'm coming undone. I have so much anxiety over it. I just think maybe in Chile, justice will pass right by our side without staying here. There can never be complete justice, she continues, because that would imply bringing our loved ones back, and that's impossible. But it is fundamental that in Chile we see justice. For Jimena Campos, justice would be an end to the amnesty, and seeing her brother's killers convicted.
At least I would tell my sons and my grandchildren, I will tell them, yes, I have a brother who was killed in the military coup in Chile, and I feel like my country at the end, society, wanted to correct me, because until now I feel that this society has been indifferent.
For Jimena and thousands more, the coming weeks will be draining, but they say the promise of justice is worth going through yet another legal and emotional roller coaster ride. For The World This Weekend, I'm Jen Ross in Santiago, Chile.